anything special about playing the St. Louis Rams?
No, man. None at all.
Tell me about this last game. It seems like over the years, some guys learn how not to tackle. Deion Sanders made a living out of not tackling anybody. You continue to pound guys last year, and the last game was a perfect example of that.
That's only one way to play, man. That's physical, and we try to out-physical every team, and that's our job on defense. And we, as safeties, we secondary, you know, we got to get everybody down, so.
Talk about how your rookie DBs did. I think most people panicked when they heard Asante Samuel wasn't going to be playing, despite over 400 yards to the air. They did a good job.
They did awesome, man. You know, we knew they would going into the game. They was well prepared all week. They got interceptions in practice, and they didn't surprise us one bit. They held their own.
And what is it about you guys? Is there any particular key as to why you guys bounce back from losses the way you did? Won 12 in a row since I think you got here.
It's the team. It's the kind of guys coach draft here. We hate losing here. You know, it sucks to lose, especially the first game, because it set the momentum for the season. But this is going to be even more important this year. We, you know, losing the first game, especially to one of our rivals, it's going to be huge here in the Dome.
You guys, you know, as far as the numbers are concerned, I mean, you seem to hold Jimmy Graham in check relatively. You have another tight end who likes to get downfield, coming in, Jerry Cooper, at a big game. What have you seen on film, I guess, to try and combat what he brings? I think you played him a couple years ago when he was with the Titans. What do you see about him as far as similarities? You know, what you use Sunday to how you can handle him?
A lot of similarities between him and Jimmy. Same type of guys, big, physical, fast. So you got to go in with the same mindset. I think we got a good preparation out of Graham last week. You know, not to say we held him in check, but, you know, he got his yards. But we did a great job against him as far as, you know, what we game plan that we had against him. And the same thing with Jerry. You know, he's a great tight end. We faced him during the preseason against Tennessee, got a good look at him. So him individually, we just locked him down, and we got focused on some of the other guys.
Well, the explosive plays, I know you weren't very happy with because they scored on the drives that they actually had them also. Mm-hmm. It doesn't give them a chance to make mistakes. You guys to force a mistake with fewer plays on the field. Is that sort of what's been discussed in the last couple of days?
No doubt about it. But it comes down to taking care of the opportunities that, you know, that was given to us. If I wouldn't have missed the interception, you know, Steve would have caught that. It's some of the plays that, you know, we can get back, and I'm sure the guys we got will come back and make those plays later on in the season. But we gotta take advantage of what's given to them.
Willie, with contact so limited in practice, how could you guys improve so much at tackling beginning of the season?
I really don't know, man. It comes down to just, you know, the game situation is the only practice you get, because we don't go out there, like you said, and go live all day. It's going to come to just going out there and using the same fundamentals you've been using since Pee Wee football, man. And, you know, the game's changing, but that's out of our control right now. But we just go out there and hit, man.
Is there a heightened sense of urgency, you know, with this game? I mean, obviously you guys don't want to go 0-2, but considering the playoff success rate of teams that put themselves in that type of hole, is there a heightened sense of urgency even though it's the second game of the season?
No doubt about it, but you don't want to go out there with that, you know, that thought on your back. We're going out there playing Falcon football, the same game we've been playing. You know, we're going to win. At the same time, you know, we got to think this great St. Louis football team that we're going against, I don't care who it is, they can come in and give us one heck of a game like anybody else. So we're just trying to play ball and win, man.